The show must go on and the Horonia Players members are ready to make that adage happen. After two pandemic-filled years, the local amateur theater troupe is busy these days rehearsing for their first production of the season later this fall. "We're very excited about our 2022-2023 season," says Horonia Players president Sue Cook. "It will be 3 years since we were shut down. We have some wonderful plays on offer this season, two of which are Canadian. Given that we're coming out of COVID and it's been different for everyone, we've focused on some lighthearted comedies." The comedy Gibson & Sons takes over the intimate, 121-seat theater for 10 performances starting November 4. It will be followed in January with 10 performances of the comedy Stag & Doe. The season wraps up April 28 with 10 performances of The Old Man and the Moon, described as a fantastical folk musical. "We're hoping our audiences will be out in full force," Cook says. Tickets are now on sale for Gibson & Sons, which Cook describes as quite a funny show that takes place in a funeral home and features some neat surprises. "There's something kind of different with this play," says Cook, who declined to spoil the surprise in the play directed by Tony Rynas. The second offering will be headed by first-time director Christine Mannion. "It's a play our group has wanted to do since pre-COVID," Cook says. "It's a very funny comedy about some events that can take place at weddings and showers. Auditions for Stag and Doe are slated for next month. They'll be held Saturday, November 5, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday, November 7, 7 to 9 p.m., with callbacks on Wednesday, November 9, 7 to 9 p.m. "The final play is very special to me personally," says Cook, who will direct the performances. "I had started to direct it pre-COVID. It's an outstanding musical and I think the audience will love it." Cook also points out that the charitable nonprofit organization relies heavily on its audience. "We rely 100% on our audience in order to survive," she says. "It takes about 80% capacity of our theater every night to break even." Cook says being involved with Horonia Players becomes a passion for many of its members. "You're working with other people who have the same passion," says Cook, who first became involved with the troupe in 1991 after moving to the area. "It's a personally fulfilling organization. And we're very proud of the work we do together. I love the fact that it's like a large extended family and it's like a club." And with area residents looking to get back into extracurricular activities again, Cook says they've received inquiries from more people than usual who are interested in getting involved. "Some are people who moved to the area or they've lived here for some time and they've always wanted to try it," she says, noting new members are always welcome since there are always lots of jobs to do. Cook says oftentimes, people think the troupe is just those acting on stage, but points out there are many more involved with a range of backstage duties from set construction and design to lighting and front of house work. "There are 10 times as many people backstage as on stage. Thousands and thousands of hours go into our productions, and while Horonia Players members can be found regularly working in the theater from September to May, Cook points out the company turns over the theater to the Midland Cultural Center so it can be used for other shows during the summer months. Memberships to join Horonia Players are $10 for the year, with sign-up information available on their website. Cook advised those interested to also bring a willingness to participate. For tickets to Gibson & Sons or to purchase season tickets that guarantee seats and performance dates for each show, click here.